Well, the city ordinance at the present time does not allow for signs in the right-of-way or the parkway. We're trying to make an ordinance that, we're going to make an ordinance that allows these markers for people that have passed away or gotten killed for some reason, and for a period of time instead of just them staying forever and being illegal, although, you know, we have not taken action on these unless the homeowner is, you know, unhappy. But so basically what we're doing is we're saying that, you know, in this case, a marker can be erected for 180 days or 6 months, and it can only be one marker. There can't be, you know, a whole group of stuff to cover somebody's front yard. And at the end of 180 days, it has to be removed or we will remove it. The ordinance does allow the property owner adjacent to it, who is required to keep the parkway maintained, he's allowed to remove it if he does not care to have it in his front yard. And that's basically it. All we're trying to do is we're trying to make it legal instead of illegal to have a marker there. It seems to be getting to be more of a concern. There seems to be lots more markers around. As you go down the highway going somewhere, you'll see markers everywhere, and we're just trying to make an ordinance that has some rules to it. Not saying no, we just need some guidelines.
Sure, and you correct me if I'm wrong here, but they also cannot obstruct or be placed at intersections, as I understand it, and they would not be able to exceed 30 inches or in height or 18 inches wide. Is that some of the particulars that are being discussed right now?
Yes, there's size to it. You're right. 30 inches tall and 18 inches wide is a marker. It has to be 30 feet from an intersection, and it can't obstruct view in any direction. It has to be away from service utility poles and that type of thing. So it's just basically some guidelines. It can't impede the sidewalk or the street. I mean, you can't it can't hang out over a sidewalk so somebody in a wheelchair or can't get down the sidewalk. It has to be, you know, within the right of way.
Most certainly. And that now a vote has not been taken on that yet, but you guys are planning on taking a vote on that in the near future?
Yes, we worked on this a while back, maybe a month or 6 weeks or so ago, and we came up with some guidelines. We've been discussing it for several months. It's a subject that is close to the heart to some people, and so we're trying to do this with some real thought in it, and we will be taking a vote in the near future. I think this draft that we got last night, other than a couple of words that we wanted changed, is probably going to come back to us in the form of a resolution, you know, maybe in the next session or two sessions away.
Right on.
The one things that we discussed last night was you cannot put a marker up for a person who committed a crime killing somebody else at that spot. The person who was, let's say, killed, their marker can go up, but the person who did it, if they happen to pass away also, we cannot erect a marker for a person that has caused a criminal action.
Sure, and that covers a whole broad sense of things that may deal with DWI as well and things like that, I'm sure, correct?
Correct. You know, if you're DWI and you kill somebody on the sidewalk, the person who gets killed on the walk can have a marker, but the person who actually caused the accident, we don't mark that. And we picked that up from a lot of towns around that have had these ordinances for a while, and they've all come back and said you need to make some kind of guidelines for because it causes a big problem.
Certainly. I know another thing that was on the agenda last night was to pass a resolution to give a little bit of funding to help the Mexico Help Center out, the Laura Miller George Help Center. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Every year for the past several years, we've had in our budget $5,000 that we give to the help center to help the citizens of Mexico. And our resolution last night was just to allow the city manager to go ahead and fund them. And that money is for to help offset operational cost and provide services to the citizens.
Sure, and they have a food distribution, I think, once a month over there, and they help help the citizens out with food and many other other things over there at the Help Center, right?
Yes, there's a once a month food distribution, but then also we learned last night that they give away food of some variety, I guess, a couple of times a week, but that's not the food bank's food. I guess the local grocery stores around send excess food over, and it's given away a couple of times a week, I believe.
Very nice, very nice. Anything else big going on in the Mexico world that you want to talk about?
No, it's pretty calm. You know, we're real lucky here in Mexico to have council meetings that are as short as this, and that's all based on the fact that we have a quality city manager, a quality assistant city manager, and great staff, and great parks department and street department. You know, if you have a good organization, the management team, which is the council, just kind of guides along, but you hire quality people, which we have, to do quality work. And, you know, as I've said many times, Missouri is the heart of America. Mexico is the heart of Missouri. You know, what more could you ask for than to live here in Mexico, Missouri?
Absolutely. How would you assess living here in Mexico, Missouri?
Well, it's just living the dream, just absolutely living a dream to live here.